I'm definitely the heifer and you're the hog.
No, I'm the heifer and you're the hog.
Okay. I've got a question for you, Gregory.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So it's like the, you know how the, like the Olymp, the gymnastics? It's like gymnastics, okay? It's exactly like gymnastics, except for, you know, like gymnasts are always scored by judges. It's usually for like the best tricks and basically most skill and eloquence presented.
Right.
Instead of skill and eloquence, it's not gymnastics, but it's a type of, it's a similar type of event, but everything that you're trying to show is courage and bravery. What are the events in this type of sport?
Lion charging.
Yep, lion. So the describe lion charging for the viewers.
There's lions in a pit.
Yeah,
and you charge after them.
Okay, you just you have to chase a lion.
Yeah, for bravery.
He showed so much bravery in getting mauled by that lion. Okay, all right. My first event would be rock climbing.
Okay.
I froze there.
Yeah.
Mine would be, it would be rock climbing, but you're being chased by a snake.
And how would you get the snake to chase you?
Up the rocks.
And you're going to control this, like in mine, because it's like you're taunting the lion. The lion's going to react.
Snakes mungry.
Snakes and yes, mungry. You know what they say about snakes? See people and they're like, I could eat that.
Oh my God, I'll eat that right now. All right. Fine. You're being chased by a orangutan.
And how? And again, so you're rock climbing and you're going to get the orangutan.
There's a banana on the back of your belt.
Okay, see? Now we're thinking. Now you're using your fucking...
Duh, there's a banana on the back of your belt and the orangutan is also famished.
That's a good... yeah, that's great.
All right, what's your next bravery event?
Barely living... And you get into a cage with a bear.
And here we come for barely living. Get in a cage with a bear.
And what you do is you have a whip.
No.
Yeah, and you whip
it. No. I think all we've just discovered is like the circus.
The circus. This is everything they do at the circus.
We've described the circus in sort of ancient Roman games.
So what was the first name of my game?
Lion charging.
Lion charging and barely living.
Barely living. And then there's the orangutan chase.
Okay.
And then my final act of bravery is you step into a ring and it's like misty and there's like dust and the crowd is chanting, finish him, finish him. And the person that's waiting for you there is your mother-in-law and you have to confront her about something.
Okay. Chris, your games are not great.
And you have to be like, hey, not cool, man.
Keep work, like, all right, so that, like, your first idea sucks, so, like, just add on to it, you know, find a...
Well, this is why I came to you with the question. I had the idea in general, but
he's
not...
He's pulling out weed. He's panicking, he's pulling out weed.
You're a fucking rat, dude.
He's panicking and he's pulling out weed.
My performance-enhancing droog. And then I think the final thing in the bravery would, of course, be the jack-off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's jacking off to see who can come the fastest. Like,
quick, jack it off! Yeah. I mean, we've mentioned the jack-off before. If we were going to do ancient Roman stuff, we can't disclude the jack-off.
My next game is, it's called Fight and Flight.
Oh.
You basically, you go into an airplane and they, and you get sent out with a gorilla.
Yeah.
And as you're fighting it as you fall through the air.
Skydiving fighting of a gorilla.
Yeah, and it's called Fight and Flight because you're in the flight
and you're fighting while flying.
And then
you're good. You're very good. All right, my next one. It's called Sharks or Blades.
And basically what happens is no. That a bunch of kids that you know in the neighborhood, they ask
they
you if you want to...
They bullied you when you were little. They're all like pulling you again, but you're just as big, but they're all small and you can't do anything about it.
And that's the game.
And
all
it's
right.
Called Sharks or Blades.
All right, actually,
no,
go ahead.
Sharks or Blades. You have to go into the ocean and with cuts on your feet and you get sharks to chomp down on your feet. And then you use their leg, their like little pet fins, And now both your legs are sharks.
Okay.
Because they consumed your legs. And then you race the other guys who also have shark blades. And the winner is the guy who stays alive the longest. Because you're going to die.
That's pretty.
So you got to be brave to do that.
Pretty good game.
Pretty courageous to have your legs chomped by sharks and then hustle in the water.
Okay. I like your shark game. Can I make a shark game?
Yeah, fine.
It's called Aggravate.
Okay.
Water Edition. And you basically, you know, you throw a bunch of blood in the water and like fish and get the sharks
all riled up. And
then you have a whip.
No.
And the sharks come up to the surface.
I don't like your whip-based games.
And then you start whipping them, and then, you know, then they start associating the boat with, like, pain, and then you jump in the water.
Then you go, yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, then you see how they react.
Probably going to get eaten.
Yep. All three of the games
Your game sucks worse than mine. Your game's terrible. Take that.
Take that. I don't like your game.
You thought of a bad one, too. Your other ones were better than mine, but that one was just as bad as all mine. Combined. Take that. Tre-tre. All right. There's a new games in town. It's the exact type of game there, but the only thing that you're trying to demonstrate is your ability to betray people.
Okay.
What are the games?
Betrayal.
Okay. What do you do?
It's called Betrayal of the Highest Order.
Yep.
You basically build a friendship with someone for 10 years, but the entire time you are...
Oh, God. I'm scared now.
You were planning against them with another kingdom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Treachery, of course. Mine is called Liar Liar. And it's where you make someone guess what's in your which hand you're holding the rock in.
Right.
And there's no rocks. You're not holding any rocks.
Cool.
Yeah.
Then
people are like, "What is this sleight of hand?" And you're like, "I just keep making them disappear."
That's a pretty good game.
Yeah.
I got another one called Top of the Picket Fence.
Okay.
And basically, you're just like, you're just on both. You're trying to be friends with everybody.
Yeah.
Even though, like, there's a lot of beef going on. So, you're betraying everyone.
Because you're just sitting there going, like, oh, no, it's cool. I like you. Oh, no, and you're also cool. Yes, I hate what they did. That they did was treacherous to you.
Basically what I do in real life.
Oh, cool. Again, these are not things you should say.
What are they going to do?
All right, my
Come
next...
Come after me. Less people are going to hang out with me.
My next one's called...
Hey, we both have gray on.
Nice, matching.
This is going to look terrible.
My next one is called Pig Pile.
Pig pile?
Pig pile.
I'm in. Don't explain it. I want to remember it how I remember it.
How do you imagine pig pile going? Because I'll explain how I know it's going
to
go.
It's a pig pen filled to the brim with pigs, and then you jump on top of them, and they like kind of like crowd surf on them.
See how long you can surf the pigs? No. Mine. Because no. This is treachery. Mine is you're in a pile of people, a pig pile, and all you're supposed to do in there is gouge and twist nuts, and then whoever wins emerges from the pig pile last.
Okay.
Yeah. Treachery.
Yeah, that's a good game.
You're supposed to be dirty and rude.
And pigs are dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows pigs are dirty and rude.
All right. Well, I think
that's been it.
That's
Thanks.
It.
That's the podcast. Not just this episode. Whole podcast over, bitch.
We're done.
It's over because I can't stop doing tech.
Look, he's smoking weed on the pod, which, you know, it's fine, but he is addicted to drugs.
Yeah. I can stop whenever I want, though.
Spoken like a true drug addict.
True addict. That's why I said it.
I don't think I'm addicted. I just don't want to stop yet.
Dude, I'm not addicted. I want to do it every day all the time.
All right. You just opened up a farm.
Yep.
Give me step 1, 2, and 3.
Step one, I'm building the fence first.
Yeah.
Because it seems to me my property line ain't as big as I thought it was. Some people are encroaching on my property, and I'm making sure they know. First things first, I got to make sure my neighbors hate me.
He's building that fence.
Building the giant fence on each corner. There's archers.
What's the fence made out of?
Quartz.
Okay.
Sharp quartz stone. It's more of a wall than a fence.
Okay.
Then I'm building an inner fence.
Two fences.
And then inside that, I'm building a keep. And that's step one, two, and three.
Awesome.
My farm's a castle.
I actually, yeah, I like that a lot. That's good.
Thanks, dude. You can grow food in it if you want, but it looks a lot like a castle.
Right.
Yeah. It's zoned as a farm.
It's a farm zone, but it's a castle.
Yeah, but it's definitely, like, once the zoning authorities come out, they're going to be like, well, we've been duped.
Yeah, you did it for tax reasons.
Yeah, definitely. There's more tax write-offs in a farm. If you claim you have a castle, my God, the government comes after you.
Yeah, they're going to really come try to...
I learned that the hard way.
In a book I read.
No, in a castle I built. All right, you're building a farm. Step one, une, deux, and trois.
All right, so step one is I am going into my cellar and I'm going to start digging underground deep.
Oh, cool.
Deep underground.
I like that.
Step two is tunnels everywhere. We're going to have tunnels. Ooh. Tunnels going all throughout the little town that I'm in.
Yeah.
All going underneath the neighboring farms.
Okay.
Basically, step three, building up, and in the middle of the night, just going and stealing all the stuff that they've been growing.
I have an idea for you, Greg. Do you want to build our farms on the same plot of land? Yeah. I've got an above ground thing going. You've got a real below ground thing going.
It's like, yeah, I can do all the tax write-offs for farm stuff, but really I'm just stealing all the neighbor's crops.
And then we can combine what we did in a few episodes ago, where we're walking through our property with really loud music, just going, let's build the castle evil looking.
Yeah, well, has there ever been like a nice looking castle?
Yeah.
No.
Winterfell. Winterfell, where the good guys are from.
God damn it, I want to watch some fantasy right now.
What would you like to watch? We're about to go on the road. We're going to be in a hotel.
I love how far of the road we're going.
I know. It's
me and Chris are going on the road. Yeah, 1.5.
This episode is going to come out after we go to Janesville, Wisconsin for a whole weekend when we could just...
It's an hour and a half drive.
It's an hour and a half drive.
We have a hotel, and Chris doesn't know this. I don't know if we're staying tonight.
Right. I could see us not staying tonight. But there is a hotel, and we got to keep... Well, now...
Don't...
Now we're going to have to stay tonight.
Why?
Because you aired it out our dirty laundry.
Dirty laundry.
Well, I guess the weekend will already be over by the time this happens.
Here's the thing.
Tell me the thing.
I don't mind the hotel
life. Right.
But man, how cool would it be to come home and play video games?
Don't mind that life either at all.
And that's basically my logic.
Fuck, dude. We should not have let this guy buy a hotel. That was rude.
How much do you think it was?
I looked it up.
$120 for the whole weekend.
Yep.
Really?
It's $70 a night for the hotel.
A necessary sacrifice.
Dude, I would be down to stay at the... I like hotels. I like hotel living. But it is weird to be only an hour away from Chicago.
I'm down to stay. But here's the thing, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm fully addicted to video games right now.
Well, what? Just let's bring your Xbox.
No.
Why not?
Can't.
Why wouldn't we do that?
I don't want to bring my Xbox.
It is a next level of video game.
I'm not.
I travel with my Xbox because I can't put down the necromancy.
You got to put a stop.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I'm like, I would love to stay in the hotel because I've been gaming.
Chris is more addicted to gaming than I am.
Yeah, man, this all your fault.
I know.
I came over to your house and you were like, check out this game. It's called Overwatch.
Chris never played. Chris was not a gamer.
Not a big one.
Chris started coming over to my apartment and I just keep introducing him to the greatest games ever made. And now he's playing Diablo 4.
I don't really mind it. I mean, I get a lot of shit done and it's a great way to fucking unwind. I like it. Before, I literally I watched a lot of TV. It's not like I wasn't doing any less dumb shit.
Now you're just gaming.
Now I just game. Which is fun. I'm using my brain.
I love Diablo 4 because it's like Dungeons and Dragons.
It's so much fun. I can't wait to play with you guys.
Hey, we're looking for a Dungeons and Dragons monthly game to join.
Yeah, also if you...
monthly because we're busy.
Also, if you are interested in like watching us stream games, I'm going to start doing that. Diablo 4... Probably going to start streaming Diablo 4.
He'd been talking about streaming for about...
2 months now.
2 months, you think?
2 months?
2 years.
2 months. But no, I mean, years have been talking about it, but I have the setup now.
Really?
Yeah, there's no excuses as the last 2 months. I could have been doing it.
Except for your overall, like,
vibe.
Vibe and, like, lack of willpower.
No, my lack of technological. I have fear about it. Fear that I'll be like, hey, I'm streaming now, and then be like, oh, I actually have no chance at being able to keep up with this.
It's the same thing as far as like the podcast. When me and you started this podcast, we had no plan.
Mm-hmm.
We had no setup. The where we were doing it was just in our hallway in our apartment.
Yep.
But we just started doing it, and then you figure it out.
All right. Well, that's what I'll do then. The streams are the. I already have the Twitch channel. It's already bought.
What's it called?
Forgot.
Weed Smoker.
I forgot.
69420, brother.
The cover photo on the Twitch channel is definitely me in a grow up.
Smoking weed.
Chilling.
Also, if you're in Chicago and you want to come to my show on 420, it's sold out almost. So do that.
Where is it?
At the Lincoln Lodge.
Interesting, I wasn't invited to
perform.
We
might add a show. We might add a 6 p.m. show.
Interesting, I wasn't invited to perform.
I find that interesting as well. I didn't have any choice on what the openers were.
I'm not in town.
Okay. You fucking piece of shit.
I do want you to know that I do know you slighted me for the last time.
Your friend who headlines bigger venues and is much more famous than me is taking you somewhere.
Chris just did an hour the other night at my home club, and instead of having me go up, he had one of our arch
nemesis
do 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Guest
oh
spot.
Yeah. I booked that too. I definitely controlled that. In no way did I try to get on the horn to the producer and say, hey, no,
don't worry. I'm just biding my time.
To what?
To never see you ever again.
Well, I believe you. When I asked what the first thing about treachery was, you started describing our friendship.
As you're soon like, as this takes off,
be friends with someone for 10 years, maybe start a podcast with them, go road comedy, you know, and then murder their cat.
As soon as I blow up, which is inevitable because because fame is calling to me,
yeah, in your dreams,
I will not be talking to you or most people I know because I'm going to have new famous friends.
Well, as soon as I get any kind of money or I'm famous and stuff, I will be playing Diablo 4. And I simply won't have time because I will be defeating Lilith in the bowels of hell while summoning my undead army and golems.
I like it.
I like this.
It's crazy. Actually, you know what my dream is? I think that I want to get... I don't really want to be famous. I did not get into this to get famous. I just want money.
Yeah.
And if I had enough fan base, I would probably just start streaming because it would be more time to play video games.
Yep. And it would be literally making money to play video games. Yes. You buy a game and be like, guess that's a write-off.
We can play video games is my dream. Do this. And then I'll go on the and do comedy once in a while.
Yep. Don't think that's a bad idea, Treachery.
And everyone be like, hey, want to be in this movie? I'll be like, I don't have time. I have to level up.
Sorry, level 50 necromancer. Gotta go do stuff.
I have to level up my character Rat Tail.
There's a world boss coming out in 5 minutes, so I don't think I'm actually gonna audition for that role.
I think if I make a new character, I'm gonna call him Rat Tail.
Rat Tail?
Yeah.
Your names are so annoying. I hate them.
I got Rat Tail. I just made a barbarian character last night, and his name is Big and Strong.
I don't like this kind of stuff. I like name my guys like things that sound like I like to immerse in the game and be like that. I name my characters, maybe it's nerdy, after like cool characters I like from books I've read.
And then what's my main character's name?
Forest Pig.
You're telling me that takes you out of the game?
Rescue me, Forest Pig. You're my only hope.
I can't do a serious name.
Try a serious name.
Moon Goblin.
It's still goofy as fuck. I named mine Sevro.
Sevro.
Yeah.
Sevro of my characters have goofy names.
No. Sevro Albarca is who he's named after. He's one of the main characters in a book series called Red Rising by Pierce Brown.
Oh.
It's so fucking good, dude. I want to recommend books on this podcast.
No. They don't want
that. I think this is the second time I've mentioned that.
No, they've all reached out to me and said that's a bad idea.
No more books, more sports talk.
They don't want that either. They want to me to continue to make names.
Oh, okay. Let's hear another serious name for a necromancer. He's undead, super evil.
Cornfield lurker.
Honestly, that's actually pretty scary. I wouldn't go near cornfields.
Oh, I got one. Crop dust.
Crop dust.
That's a good name.
Pretty good, actually. If you just turn into dust.
Yeah, so he makes crop circles, but he's also farting the whole time.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew. That's a good one. That's the worst one. Damn it.
That's a good one. That's the worst one.
Mountain
Dew's
already a whole goddamn company.
Hey, I was wondering if you wanted to go out for drinks sometime. That was stupid. Why would you ever ask her that?
Dumb.
Hey, boss, I've been working at this company for 7 years. Could I have a raise? What was I thinking? I'm so stupid.
Raise this dick.
Can I have a raise of your dick?
Certainly.
Certainly. I've been waiting for you to ask, Gregory. Plop my thing on the table for you there.
Every single day that passes by, I don't want to live in this reality anymore.
Chill. Very chill thing to say. When you say stuff like that, and then something happens to you, they're going to look at this podcast and be like, you could have done something, Chris.
I just want
to
live in a fantasy world.
And I want them to know I was just trying to live in a fantasy world. I couldn't help him.
If I don't go to the Renaissance Fair this year, I'm going to do something unforgivable.
Dear Lord, dude. All right, we'll go. We'll go on the way back from Janesville tomorrow.
I don't think it's going on right now. It's cold out.
Oh, Renaissance Fair, not...
Oh, you're talking about Medieval Times.
Medieval Times is indoor. I've been there.
Yeah, I want to do that too. Anyone want to help?
Anyone want to be Greg's friend?
Anyone going to send me $1,000 so I can get ahead? If everyone that listens to this pod sent me $1,000, I can get ahead.
That's true.
It's not untrue.
You got a spare $1,000 for Greg? And if you've got another spare $1,000 lying around, toss me that.
That's nearly
$2,000. My God, that's nearly $2,000.
By God.
It's Jason Bourne.
That makes me randy thinking about the Renaissance Fair.
It does?
Yeah, I want to go. I want to eat a fucking turkey leg and laugh at the jesters.
You can do that at almost any fair, minus the jester part.
Look at that clown.
Dance for me, clown boy. We should go to the Renaissance Fair just fully regaled up.
Yeah, you think I'm going to go in modern day clothes?
No, I didn't think that.
I'm dressing up as Spider-Man. I would. You don't think he was around back then?
Dressed up like Spider-Man doing an old English accent. Hello, my good man. It is me, Spider-Man.
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 Yeah, I'd go...
Tis me, the man of spiders.
Go as Spider-Man or I'd go as Darth Vader?
Darthington Vader?
Darthington Vader, of course.
Darthington Vader and his son Skywalking Luke.
You know what would be really cool?
What?
Show up as Iron Man in like a decked out Iron Man thing.
I mean, it'd be impossible to show up somewhere as an Iron Man and it not to be cool.
What is this witchcraft?
Oh, wow, it's Iron Man. I could be at my funeral, my own funeral, and then he would show up and I would get up and be like, holy shit.
Honestly, that would be awesome to show up as the Mountain from Game of Thrones.
Greg, you're just listing off things.
What else can I think about in my mind?
Honestly, it would be really good to show up as a snake.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
Just shapeshift into a snake.
And on the bottom on your stomach, it's wheels, so you can like roll around on the dirt. Snake wheeler. Maybe I'll show up as Marty McFly. That actually makes the most sense.
Oh, time travel.
I show up as Marty McFly, and I'm like, God, what
and
the
you know
fuck
who I
is
would
going
be?
On?
You know who I would be?
Biff.
The car.
The car. Not the bad guy.
Not the bad guy. Not the mad scientist. I'd be the car.
Damn it. That's honestly, I really like the idea of going to the. That would be a cool video.
Well, I'd have to be the scientist. The car part was a joke.
Yeah, no, but showing up.
How would I dress as a car?
Easily buy a bunch of cardboard boxes and then go on YouTube and be like, how to make a some do-it-yourself car.
That would be taking a lot of time away from Diablo 4.
Bum, bum. What is this place? That's me as Marty McFly at the Renaissance Fair.
You're hired. That could be a good pilot, a good movie.
No.
Travel back in time, but actually just goes to the Renaissance Fair.
It would be a good video. And if any of you take it, and if any of you take my idea, and if any of you even think about taking it.
if any of you take it.
The things that I will do.
I don't know if you heard him, but he'll do something unforgivable at a Renaissance Fair.
Absolutely unforgivable.
Have you ever seen the movie Black Knight with Martin Lawrence?
Yeah.
Great film.
Great flick. I'm sure it doesn't hold up.
I had that on DVD growing up.
I love that movie because I love all things fantasy.
Yep.
And I don't even know if I really liked it, but I did like this.
They just went back in time and he was a knight. And I mean, I was like, this is an inspiring movie for me.
Yeah, and they're like, people are like riding up on horses and he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is amazing.
This is incredible. I also would feel out of place, Mr. Lawrence.
Is that really what the movie's called?
Black Knight.
Huh.
Yeah. If I'm wrong.
I'm sorry.
That would be hilarious. If I'm wrong, I'm terribly sorry to the knight community.
And
Martin Lawrence.
And another community. A whole other community as well.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
We're doing a jokes. What? A joking podcast today has been had.
Yeah, I'm kind of spacey today, y'all.
You seem with it.
With what?
The times.
No.
The program.
All this time travel stuff got me fucking wiling out.
Thinking about time travel hurts my brain.
Why?
Because it's there, like all the infinite possibilities and possibilities. Why did I say it like that?
Anyways.
Well, just it's there's too many folds and like deviations and shit.
I don't think time travel is even that confusing.
As soon as you start thinking about it, my head gets even bigger through frustration.
And it's already
fucking huge. Have you seen the size of my head?
What do you got going on in there? It's just mostly like more skull.
Weed, man.
It's mostly
more skull. You're fucking so rude, dude. You probably just have a really thick head, huh?
Chris is knocking stuff over. It's good.
There's a curtain right here. We did.
It's probably in the shot, so if maybe you can.
It is what it is
if
now.
You can fix it. That would be. You got to push it on the wall. Okay, it's coming down. Well.
Perfect. I think that's good right there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, let me just come over here and
is
just
it in the oh,
do
right.
it right.
Is that how it is always?
Yep.
Wow. I've just been dodging that my whole life.
No, it's usually a little bit smaller.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
Y'all have no idea what we're talking about, but basically Chris is like a giant beast.
Oaf.
And just kind of just knocks stuff over.
I'm a bull in a china shop.
And he's also
very courteous.
Sure.
And I also, a lot of the times, I have the, and it does frustrate people, I knock shit over, I displace things, and I'm like, well, that's just how that is now.
Yeah.
I can't, if I had to pick up everything I knocked over or dropped or kicked out of place, I wouldn't do anything.
Why don't you just like be more aware initially?
Right. I'm doing this on purpose.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just.
I've seen you.
Bumbling around.
You walk into stuff. You walk into a building.
Yeah.
First thing you do.
Building falls over.
First thing you do. And I've seen this. He closes his eyes.
Huh?
And then he pulls his phone out.
Yeah.
And then he starts swaying from left to right.
Okay.
And then he's like, I don't know why I'm knocking everything over, man.
Not getting what?
Knocking everything over, man.
Oh, I look at my phone and walk around?
Yeah.
No.
Start paying attention.
I refuse, dude.
Have you ever seen me knock into anything?
Have you tried paying attention? It's the most depressing thing in the world.
I don't know about that.
You start paying attention to what's going on in the world?
You know, you have substance abuse problems. You're like masking reality constantly.
Yeah.
Pay attention a little bit.
I'm doing weed.
You gotta find the light.
Are you trying to convert me to Jesus right now?
There's not enough time.
I'll sock you in your nards, dude.
My balls?
Yeah.
Nards. Please, God, don't.
I'll sock you right in your nards if you try to convert me to Yahweh.
Yahweh. I think that
new God just dropped.
Ever since I got sober, I think that I'm better than all of you.
You're not sober.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Uh-huh.
You don't smoke weed. That's it.
I quit weed, y'all.
Sucks. I got no friends anymore.
Right, because I'm still not just sitting right next to you when you're doing it.
Yeah, you're always so busy now.
He's pulling it out. He's pulling it out. Yeah, look, he can't even hear the word without
thinking about it.
Substance abuse is a problem that faces all Americans, but not me, because I am better
than
everyone.
But weed is chill. 420 show is almost sold out.
But don't go, because I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, it'll be bad.
But go if you want
to give me your money.
Treachery.